Up to Simon Chaf Aleph Halacha Beis. It's on page Kuf Lamed. Page Kuf Lamed Beis, the laws of Tashlumin. If a person Chas Shalom forgets to daven Shmona Esrei, daven Mincha, Tzfila, what is one to do? So we learned yet last week a few of the halachas. Now we continue Beis and Lo Yispalel Be'od Shohaya Lo Yishos L'Spalel. What exactly is called an Oynis? We learned last week that the only time a person is allowed to be mashlim, the tefillah that's missing, that he lost out on, is if it was an accident, a shkaga, or an oynis. But if it was not a shkaga or an oynis, then you cannot be mashlim. Now, what fits into that category? So here he says some very interesting details. Im lo yispal bi'oit shohoy lo oitshus lispal me'meshe yechoy sheif, she'adayin yishar lo yizman. A person did not daven because he thought, I have plenty of time. Right, mincha, the latest time you could have mincha, let's say it would be 7 o'clock. And now it's 6 o'clock. No emergency, I got plenty of time. There are minyanim every 15 minutes, I can chop a minyan at the last 15 minutes. He's in the middle of his business, he's doing something very important. And then before he turns around, guess what? It's already 7 o'clock. It's already 7:15. He already missed his man. So at 6 o'clock, he knew. He thought to himself, I have an hour. I have 45 minutes until the last mincha. And before he turns around, it's now 7:15. He missed the last mincha. It's still too late to daven. Let's say a person is busy. You're in a very important business meeting. You have a board meeting. And there's no way you are the chairman and you have to lead. There's no way you can get out of it. Shalom Yavol Dehefsid. If you leave the meeting, you're going to lose $1 million. The Ali Dekach Hefsid Zman Hatfila. Afal Gavd also Lahavir Zman Tfila Mishum Hefsid Bamin, even though what you've done is forbidden. Interesting halacha. It's very interesting how he balances these two together. Even though that what he has done is also, it is forbidden. You have to give up. I don't know how far it goes. What's the cost? You have to give up $1 million in order not to lose out on the minyan for mincha? I don't know.
I'll tell you, at Ali Processing, yeah, they have a minyan at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And they gave up because a lot of people say that they're busy. What they did was at 2 o'clock, all computer screens went dark.
Wow.
With a screen saver went across that said mincha now.
Wow.
And you had to go upstairs. And I said, you know, this is going to, I once told Mr. Weinstein, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. He says, I own the company, whatever happens, happens, now we dock it.
Wow.
The computer is immobile at 2 o'clock till about 2:30.
Wow, that's quite a feat.
Right?
Make it after completion.
They would call me at the best sometimes and say, now, get up here. And we had 40 people. I mean,
wow.
Which company is that?
Ali Processing.
Rabbi Mayevsky. Yeah. Make it after completion?
No.
So he says here, tremendous chiddush. Even though what you've done, I don't know how to understand this, even though what you've done is forbidden, it's categorically forbidden to do so. And the numbers, I don't know what the numbers are. What's called a hefsid, what it means, but you've done an avera, it's still called an oinus. You're not responsible. And therefore you have the opportunity the next tefillah to daven a double shmoneh esrei to make it up.
Depends on the person.
How much person's ass is worth. Yeah. You're worth. Okay, v'yesh loy tashlum, v'chein imachmas shichrus. Let's say a person is intoxicated. So we learned this before, that if a person is intoxicated to the point where you're not able to be emel fnei hamelech, and every person is different, how much liquor you can hold in emel fnei hamelech, that does not like depend on the law. You know, the law, drink while intoxicated, it depends on the halacha of the davening shmona esrei. If your friends can testify about you that you're still respectful, yachalam lufnei hamelech, then you can still daven a tefillah. But let's say a person is at a state where he no longer is in a frame of mind where he's can be oymel lefnei hamelach, he is not allowed to daven. So the question is he allowed to do tashlum in the next minyan? He should have been thought about this. He should have realized that if I'm going to drink now, I'm going to become in a situation where I can't daven. So what's the halacha? V'chein imachmas shechus lo hayiroi l'spalul nechshav gam kein ke'oynis. Even though you began to drink and you knew that you're doing is also.
Not
what?
Not Tatsina as putting time. Tatsina as putting time that you say.
You're not allowed. Purim is a very big. We spoke about this. And on Purim, you have to be very careful not to drink if you did not yet daven mincha. And it's a problem for davening Ma'ariv because you can't daven Ma'ariv. If you're intoxicated from the Suda, you cannot properly daven Ma'ariv. Kishu Zman Tila. So this is the Chiddush of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Chiddush of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that even though you have done an Aveira, you still have Tashlumin. The only time that you don't have Tashlumin is when you those words in the previous page where you're amazed. You deliberately decide, you know what, I just don't care. Chas v'shalom. It's time to have mincha. I'm not doing anything. I have nothing better to do. I'm just not interested today. And then the time passes, and then you have a change of heart. What did I do? How could I have been so cool, so mean, so stupid not to daven a tefillah, and now you want to daven ma'ariv? According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you cannot make it up with a double ma'ariv. Now it's important to note that the Shulchan Aruch appears to disagree with this halacha. Shulchan Aruch appears to say that there's no din of chiyuv tashlumin, but what you can do is you can daven a tefillas nedava. I believe it's Simin Kuf Tes. The Mishnah Berurah generally, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear halacha l'maisa. We're not on a level today where we are big fans of davening a tefillas nedava, but used to be such a thing in ancient times that if a person wants, there's no problem. You can daven another Shemona Esrei. But if you daven Shachris, and you know that was good, I got a real lift out of that Shemona Esrei. I want to do it again. Can you go ahead and daven multiple Shemona Esreis during the day? So the answer is Me'ikar Hadin, yes. As long as you are certain that you will fully concentrate on every single word of the Shemona Esrei, okay, and Gesundheit, not only that, you will be Mechadesh something, a new insight into the laws, into the Perush Hamilos of Tvila. If you will concentrate on every single word and come up with a new idea, you can daven 20 times a day. The reason why we don't do this is because no one today can say, there's no person today that has belief to say he can concentrate on the Perush Hamilos on every single word, and certainly no guarantee you're going to come up with an insight that's significant enough that it's called the Chiddush in Tefila. So generally, we don't rely upon this idea of davening the Tefilas Nedava whenever you want. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and according to many of the Mepharshim Shulchan Aruch, if a person is in a situation where he missed out on a Tefila, because, b'mezit, I chose not to daven Mincha. Why? I was in a bad mood. I was just in a bit happy. I was in a bad mood. I'm just not interested. And then you calm down. It's now Ma'ariv, and you want to daven now a double Ma'ariv. So according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's clear as day you're not allowed. It's usur. You did not daven. Nothing you can do. There's no such thing as tilas nedava. Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, no. You did it b'mezit. You have no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. Obligation to make it up. But if you want to make it up by davening a tfilas nidova gift, you can do so. Okay, so that is the Mishnah Berurah.
I seem to remember, I guess it's a promise, but I'm not sure. There's a post that talks about it. Sadat Yochad, you know, like this counts, it says it in passing that Tashlumen you can do up to, I think, a week's worth of Shmona Esrei.
Oh, when it come to that. Person was out.
I think it said Chofalof Yom.
Only 21 days, but no, it's brought out. It's 21
days.
You can do 21 times. 21 days. Yeah, it is brought out. I think in the Mishnah Berurah that you can. That if, let's say a person was out. Let's say for 2 months. You told a person was in the hospital on medication. So there is such a thing that you meikar hadin, you should make up for every single tefillah that you missed. However, halacha l'maaseh, you only do three. Halacha l'maisa, you do one extra shacharis.
No, it just sort of slides past it because we don't do that.
We don't do it, right. But we do it. You do three. You can do three. You can do a one shachar, a double shacharis, a double mincha, a double maariv. A person misses multiple tzilos nedava. This all goes. So this is the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah. That Mishneh Berurah allows you to daven a tefillas nedava in an unusual circumstance, which we're going to have a whole bunch very, very soon. Very big difference between the Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah. And if a person was out for multiple weeks, like let's say a woman is in childbirth. Now, let's say if a woman happens, they're very mock, but they daven three tefillas a day. Some of the women are more mock than tefillah than men. They daven every single day, and then they're in childbirth and totally out for 2 weeks. And now they go back to their routine, so they are permitted to daven a double, one day to take a day to daven a double shachris, a double mincha, and a double maariv. Now, mi'ikar adin, they can really have a tefillas tashlum over a period of time to make up all of the tefillas that were missing over the last 2 weeks. But we don't do that. We only let you daven one extra shachris to make up for the 20 warnings that she did not daven shachris. One extra mincha to make up for all the 20 minchas. One extra maariv to make up for all the maarivs. You can daven. You have tashlum in one, but it has to be b'toras nedava. I'm davening this tefillah as a gift. You're not davening this tefillah as an obligation.
That's what I'm saying. Just the they told you, Rav Moshe, nothing to do with davening, but with the Shnei Mikra V'Yechatan.
Yeah.
That the last week or the 2 weeks right before he died, they were up to Parshas Truma, and he had a bocha sitting at the bedside, saying over to be Mabes Sedrik to him because he was laying in bed, he couldn't, and he told the bocha to start Ve'ela Shemos. He said, "It's Truma." He said, "I know, but that's where I'm up to."
He's at the Shemos.
He was up. He missed a lot of weeks, and he said, "That's where I'm up to."
The Shemos.
He said, the bocha was walked out with shaking his head. He said, "I know where we're up to." He said, "This is where I'm up to."
I don't know, ma'am, which one is from the earlier.
I would go over this. The kids can go over. You've davened first the tefillah for right now. For right now, let's say your person missed shachris. So first you daven mincha. Let's say your person missed shachris. And by mincha, you're going to daven a double shmona esrei. First you daven mincha. And then you daven a second shmona esrei to make up for shachris.
Same thing as for ma'ariv.
Yes, you always daven the first tefillah when you're supposed to daven now. And then you daven, the one. Okay. Right, then you miss it. The one that you're correct, that you missed incorrect. Okay, let's go to halacha beis. We did halacha beis. Okay, gimel. Ein tashlumin letila ela betila smuchalav. A person was an oines or a shaygek and missed on shachris. And you did not realize your mistake until it's already ma'ariv. And ma'ariv, you want to daven a double shmona esrei to make up for the missing shachris. You cannot do that. The last time you can make up, the only time you can make up for a missing Shmona Esrei is the tefillah that immediately follows the one that's missing. Ein tashlumin letefillah ela betefillah smucha lo avalim nisach yeser. If you delayed more, ein lo oy tashlumin. For example, lo yispal lo shachas lo mincha. If a person did not daven shachas in mincha, ozai mincha yesh lo tashlumin. Now it's ma'ariv. So at ma'ariv you can daven a double Shmona Esrei to make up for mincha. Liachar arvis asmucha lo. Avul shachris, it's too late. Ein lo tashlumin. Kevon shavar shnei zmanei tfilos. You have missed out on the past already. You passed already two tfilos in shachris. Shloi espalo lo bizman of lo bizman mincha. You did not have a shachris. Not in the morning and not bizman mincha. Let's see on the bottom. Kevon shavar shnei zmanei tfilos. Hatam dim shachach shnei tfilos. Ein lo tashlum. I'm putting my god. Mishum b'shesh hu shloi hiskir atzma b'shnei zmanim. What's the reason? Why not? What's so terrible? The answer is you're a poshea. You now fall in the category of a poshea. Amazed, his beautiful lovers. That's why there's a linach between Mishneh Berurah and the Kitz Shulchan Aruch. You're amazed. Just like if a person is in a bad mood, he has a fight, gets into a fight at work, and let's say, you know what? I don't care, I'm not having mincha, and now it's ma'ariv. You're not allowed. There's no din of tashlumin. Because the reason why you did not have mincha is because you're amazed. So even if shachris, you're in oines, you're out and under for shachris, and now it's ma'ariv, but at the time of mincha, you should have realized that you didn't daven shachris, you should have done tashuvah mincha, so now when it comes to the zman of arvis, you're amazed. is it? Benogea the din tashlumen of shachris. Because you had a whole afternoon to daven a double shachris. Are you amazed? There's no din of tashlum of being amazed. Lamai nafgamina. According to the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Kitzer, if you're amazed, it's taka true. There's no chiyuv tashlumen. But there's a din of nedova, a gift. You can daven a gift, Shemona Esrei. You have to concentrate very carefully. You have to try to be mechadesh. If you missed out two tefillos, according to Shulchan Aruch, you can daven double ma'ariv to make up for shachris midin nedova. That you can do.
Excuse me. What's accomplished?
You get credit. Whatever you accomplish with tefillah, you get whatever you accomplish. A person davens, whatever you accomplish by davening. We don't know how these things work. There's a chiyuv to daven three times a day. When you daven, something happens in Shemayim. I don't know what happens. A person doesn't daven, he loses out that zuchus. So you want to repair the damage the best that you possibly can. So mincha, you daven a double mincha. You have repaired to some degree the damage. You didn't daven b'mezid. Can you still repair the damage? So the Kitzur says no. There's no hope for you. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there is hope. It's not as good, but there is some hope. Daven mitoras nidava. And the longest, the Prima Garden is, if you don't daven the Hashlama to Shlumin, even though you were an oinus for the missing the tefillah, but if you don't make it up right away, now that Shoigeg or oinus turns into amazed because you were lazy and not making it up right away. So when it comes now to Ma'arif, it's too late. But the Shulchan Aruch says, it's never too late. You can always daven mitoras nidava.
Yisamban for Nenas and didn't daven mincha.
Yeah.
And Arbit, he forgot to say Tashlumi.
That's next exactly
day,
what we're discussing.
Next day, the Beshari, he can't say Tashlumi for the mincha.
That's exactly what it says here. According to the Kitzur, no. According to Shulchan Aruch, yes. It's exactly what we just said.
No, he mezid didn't, but he forgot to say Tashlumi in the next.
So according to the kids of Shulchan Aruch, you can't do it in the morning. It's too late. You didn't daven mincha, right? You didn't daven mincha.
Yes.
You daven ma'ariv.
Yeah.
But at ma'ariv, you didn't only daven one Shemona Esrei.
Forgot to say Tashlumi.
And now it's shachris. So what do you want to do, shachris? You want to daven a double Shemona Esrei to make up for yesterday's mincha.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exactly what we just learned. The kid says it's too late. It's too late. It's... And the reason why it's too late is because since you let a whole night go by without doing tashlumin, your shoygig or oynes turns into...
It's a year. It's the same thing. But I say daven mincha. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter for the tashlumin.
Difference.
It's the same idea. It's the same idea.
You blew it.
No, if someone daven ma'ariv and didn't daven, it's the same.
It's the same idea. It's the same exact thing. You get the same. Now, let's go for it. V'doyme, okay. V'doyme l'madabim b'shash shachar shnei palmim l'aliyach eruvit avshilin. Now he says something here that's really, really fascinating, which is a major topic in halacha. If a person does not make an eruvit avshilin, anyone ever come to you and tell you the eruvit avshilin?
Yes.
So the rav,
we have avshilin today.
Okay, I didn't do today's daf. So the Rav makes the Erev Tavshilin for the community, for his Balabat, anyone that forgot, so they can rely upon the Erev. That's why the Rav has to do it, has to be makne with the king. My father, every time there's Erev Tavshilin, he's always calling a neighbor. And yeah, someone has to be makneh. We went to the halachas. We did the halachas and we learned Mishnah Berurah together. You have to be makneh the bread. Someone else should be zoicha for the community, for your balabatim. If a balabas does not make an erev tavshilin, can rely upon the rab. If he forgot, when? How many times?
Once.
If he forgets twice, no more. So here he says, it's a beautiful thing what he says over here. The Prima Gadim connects this concept, this halacha, of making erev tavshilin with tashlumin. Just like by tashlumin, if you forget twice you forget. You become amazed. On Gewaldic, what he says. You become amazed. You become amazed. You can't, therefore, there's no tashlumin. Same. If you forgot to daven twice, I didn't daven shachris, and I didn't do the tashlumin by mincha, strike two. I forgot Shachris and I forgot to make Rabbi Mincha. You're amazed. There's no Tashlum. Yes, you are. That's what it is. Okay. We have to wait. Not for a maze. A beautiful, beautiful connection to how understand, appreciate the halacha. Yeah.
What if you forgot? I can understand. Two times in a row, if you got tefillah, so then you get punished. But let's say you forgot on one day, okay, you make it up, you got a chance. Then you forget on Tuesday.
So you can make up the next tefillah. Right. You can
so
do
what
it.
What happens with Erev Tav Shilin? Take the same thing.
No, Erev Tav Shilin is.
Twice in a row?
There is a discussion if the clock resets. I believe there are different opinions about it. If the clock, you can reset the clock, like you have a good track record, like you get a speeding ticket. So after 3-4 years in New York, they take it off your record. They take it off the record. What?
No, you have
take defensive driving.
Defensive driving to take off the points. So they even take it off your record. After 3 years, it's gone from the record. Okay, so is there rehabilitation? It's very complicated. Pashas is not. The simplest thing is no. There's no rehabilitation. Once you miss out, that's it. For life, you're stuck. Where else do you find this idea? Like women lighting candles. If a woman forgets to light candles Friday night, for the rest of her life, she has to add another candle. You ever have a person come to you with that?
Yes.
It's Rabbanim, they come. I remember Balabas came to my father. I remember Balabas came to my father and he said that his wife forgot to light. I don't know what happened. I don't know, but there's really no there's no solution.
Did the woman get one?
You don't get one chance. It's worse than Erev Tav Shilin. There's no Erev Tav Shilin. They say that Rav Pam's wife, the famous thing, she lit three candles because she forgot once. Her meaning was not to light for every child. Many people they light multiple, so you don't really know. You can hide your shame in lighting for each child if you have a lot of children, so no one's going to really count how many candles you're lighting. But if you only light two candles, even if you have 20 children and you're lighting three candles, then it shows. They say that Rav Pam's wife, she lit three. It happened once, such a thing. I think it's in the book, if I'm not mistaken. There's such a thing like that. Okay, but that's the halacha. Don't forget. No, tonight, Yalav Yavo. No, tomorrow, Yalav Yavo. We'll talk later. We have to go by it. We have to go by it. Next halacha.
To tell me I'm going to defend.
B'yoyim sheyesh b'yoyim musaf. Okay, next halacha. Halacha dal. B'yoyim sheyesh. Now, this is very interesting. Im lo yispanel shachas yochel lashlim alachem. He just wants to explain that even though on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos or Yom Tov you have a musaf, don't make a mistake and think that if you forget to daven shachris, that by mincha time it's too late because you've passed through two tzilos. If you take this halacha to the extreme, you would come to the conclusion, if it's Shabbos and Shabbos morning, I forgot to daven shachris, and I forgot to daven musaf. And now it's mincha, zman mincha, and I want to daven double mincha, tashlumen for shachris. So you'll tell me it's too late, because since I've already passed through two tefillos, I forgot shachris, and I passed the tefillah of musaf. That's not true, because the truth is musaf is part is all day long. It's not cool that you've gone through the zman of musaf, because musaf extends all the way until the end of the day. So you can if you forgot shachris and you forgot musaf, or you daven musaf and now it's mincha, it's not too late. It's not considered that you forgot two tefillos. You can still daven a double mincha to be mashlim shachris. If you did not daven shachris, yochol lehashlima liyachar mincha. The kevan, since the zman tefilas musaf, b'dieved al halayla, you can daven musaf all the way until the evening. Kumay mincha. Im kein loy over shnei zmani tfilos liachat glas musov in yochel hashtem. That is a little tricky. It took me a long time to figure out what this means. I didn't understand this life until I saw in the article they explained, they added a lot of commentary to explain this. This means, let's say you forgot daven musov. There's no din tashlim for musov. Not everyone knows this. This is a tricky halacha. Let's say you didn't daven musov. You daven shachris and you didn't daven musov. And now, so you can daven musaf the entire day until Ma'arif. That's the Zman until Ma'arif. And now it's Mitzvah Shabbos. Oy gevalt, what did I do? I didn't daven musaf. Can I daven a double Ma'arif? Now, normally, if you go from one day to another day, from Rosh Chodesh to Chol, or from Shabbos to Chol, you always can do Hashlama, but you can't do Hashlama for musaf. If you forget to daven musaf, and now it's Mitzoy Shabbos or Mitzoy Yom Tov, you can't. There's no, you can't. It's a Mu'uvah She'ein Yochol Liskoin. Because Musaf is not a din of Tzilah, it's a din of Korban. So this concept of davening a double Shimon Esher, you're making up for a Tzilah. On Shabbos, we daven three Tzilahs. Really, Me'ikar Hadin, we should ask for our needs. Chazal did not want to trouble us, so we don't ask for our needs. But really, there is an obligation to ask for your needs even on Shabbos. So if you don't daven a tefillah on Shabbos, you can daven mitzvah Shabbos, a double tefillah, even though it's a different Shimon Esher, because you're making up tefillah. But once Ovar Zmanoi, Batul Korbano, the Zman passes, there is no tashlamin.
What about 2 days after? Because
no, from one day to the next, no. The one day to the next, no. There's no such thing because it's the carbon of the day itself. Even though it's sake of the Yoma, I don't believe there's any tashlum for Musaf. Musaf is only in the Tzman.
The next day, it's the same.
It's already two days. When are you going to do tashlum for Musaf? No, it's not going to make a difference anyway. The Zman is Ma'arif. The only time you can do tashlum is the tefillah immediately follows, which is Ma'arif. Ma'arif is not a Zman to bring a carbon, not night time. The next day, you can't daven a double musaf because it's already two tefillahs away from the zman when you should be davening musaf. So the question doesn't really relevant. Uliachat tefillas musaf ain yochel lahashem tefillas shachris. The kavan is masker is bokar musaf ain eruya shetala letefillas shachris. Since you masker kavan the masker bokar musaf ain eruya shetala letefillas shachris. Now he's saying another halacha that you can't daven a double musaf for shachris. That's another thing in saying another point. What happens if you don't daven shachris? And now it's mincha time. So you have to daven a double shmona esrei to be mashlim for shachas. So what do you say to yourself? I'm davening now anyway to shmona esrei. I'm davening mincha, and I'm also davening musaf, because I didn't daven in the morning, and mincha and musaf I can daven. So why should I daven a double mincha? I'll daven a double musaf. No. Musaf also cannot serve as a hashlama for a missed shachris. If you miss shachris, you daven a double mincha. You don't daven a double musaf to make up for a missed shachris. La'achat tilas musaf in yochal hashem tilas shachris. And after you finish musaf, it came to the shmazik book of musaf in yochal hashem tilas shachris. Ach, im adayin lo'yover zman tilas shachris goes without sin. If the zman shachris is not pierced, yochal l'spal shachris afal pi shekvar spal musaf. The order is not ma'ach. If a person forgot to daven shachris, but you already have daven musaf, you get all mixed up, and you daven the wrong shemon esrei, so you've already daven musaf, you can still daven shachris. Ideally, you should daven shachris before you daven musaf. But the order is not makev and it's okay. Next, let's go to, let's see on the bottom bays, short halacha on the bottom bays. Ach v'yom sheish v'musaf, ayim b'ka yosef, b'im shachach l'spal l'shachris, u'musaf, you forgot both, v'niska b'mincha, so you spal mincha v'yachach musaf, v'yachach shachris, u'b'taras chayim helash, you spal mincha shachris musaf. Very interesting, chilukadeis, and what is the order? Very interesting. You forgot daven all shachris and musaf, and now it's mincha. What is the seder hadavarim?
First.
So you have three things you got to do. You have to daven mincha, you got to daven musaf, and you have to also do hashlama for shachris. So the machlekes ha-poskim. First opinion is, in the Birka Yosef it says, you should daven mincha. That's the zman right now. Yeah. Mincha. The achar kach musaf. Then you daven musaf. The achar kach, then you daven shachris teres hashlama. You have this shiloh, so you have this very big. You have this shiloh when you daven a very late shuls that daven during times of the year when they start musaf very late, but even at Simchas Torah. You have Simchas Torah, and they marich very, very much in Hakafis. And now that when they're finally up to Musaf, it's already the Zman of Mincha. That could happen. It's a very big problem. What?
A lot of shuls customarily dove Mincha immediately after.
After. But usually they it's just they barely make it. They barely make it to Mincha. The Zman Mincha. But when they start Musaf, let's say you Dakovas are go on to such a length, to such a point, where now it's already the Zman of Mincha.
Right.
So you have a choice then. What should we daven? Should we daven Musaf or should we daven Mincha? You have a big problem. Because Maker Hadin, you should daven Mincha. Tadir v'she'ene tadir, tadir koidim.
Right, but it's still the Zman of Musaf.
Right, but which goes first? Think about it. You go to Akafis. You start 9 o'clock. And that Akafis go there, they daven Shachris. And they have Akafis. And the Rabbi said Rosh. And now it's 3 o'clock. Okay, Ashrei Yeshre Vesecha. For what? Is the Ashrei for now for Musaf? Or is the Ashrei for Mincha? Me'ikar Hadin, you should daven Mincha first.
That's why a lot of yeshivas daven earlier on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah,
see ya.
Halacha l'maisa, yishta mincha.
Because they don't want to run into the problem.
So here we have the similar situation. The person forgot to daven Shachris and Musaf. And now it's in the afternoon. Oy gaval, what do I do? I forgot to daven Shachris. I was in oynis. I was sick. I was out. The whole morning I was in bed. Now it's the afternoon. I have to do 3 tefillos. Mincha, Musaf, and Hashlama for Shachris. What should I do first? So the answer is, according to Bircha Yosef, Mincha. That comes first. Oh, but right after that, Mincha, I should do Tashlumin. No. It's the Zman of Musaf. So first do Musaf. And then after Musaf, then you daven Shachris. However, Uvitaras Chaim Hela, she spelled Mincha, Shachris and Musaf. The din of Tashlumin, this is a very important halacha, which is going to be brought out in much more detail in the next halachas. The lumdis, there's so much lumdis in the din of Tashlumin. Tashlumin is connected to, that's how Chazal structured Tashlumin. It's part of the tefillah you're davening right now. If I am davening Mincha, my Tashlumin must be part of my Mincha. So even though it's already the Zman of Musaf, and Musaf is really more important than a Hashlama, but if you're going to do Hashlama, you attach the Hashlama to the Mincha. Mincha, Hashlama for Shachris, and then you do Musaf. And you will see that really is what comes out when we'll do the next halachas, because the very beginning of the halacha l'mayis, let's say a person davens Mincha, let's say at 1 o'clock, 1:30, he davens Mincha. And then it's not until the regular day. He didn't daven Shachris, the regular weekday. And now it's in the afternoon. And he davens Mincha. And 1:30. And now it's 6 o'clock. Wait a minute. Did I daven Shachris today? I didn't daven Shachris today. I have to do Hashlum Tashlumin. You can't. It's too late. Why is it too late? It's only 6 o'clock. I can daven Mincha until 8 o'clock. You only can daven Tashlumin if it's right after. There's no hefsek between your mincha. You have to daven the 2 tefillos together. There has to be a small break. There has to be a little bit break. But if there's a major hefsek between mincha and Tashlumin, it's too late. You lost that. Because Tashlumin is part of your first tefillah. That's what we're going to see in the next halacha. So therefore it makes a lot of sense that if you didn't daven Shachris and Musaf, and now you're davening Mincha, and you have to daven Musaf also, and the Hashlama, if you go daven your Musaf in between your Mincha and your Tashlumin, that Musaf is a hefsek. And that hefsek will already break apart your ability to do a proper Tashlumin for Shachris. That's what Teres Chaim says. And that really appears to be very logical. Obviously, the Bikur Yosef holds that as long as you're oisik in tefillah, it's not called a hefsek. Hefsek means we are out of the realm of tefillah. Musaf, it's not the same, but it's in the parsha, and the Zman has much more kedima over anything else, so you should daven that first. Okay, so we'll stop here, take a break.